Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
What was the creative process behind writing it, Jack?
Well, I wrote the song like 2 years ago. It was just kind of starts how like all my songs start, which is just messing around with the guitar in my bedroom. I did use it for like a uni assignment, and I think it kind of just kept growing from there.
Yep.
Yeah, just every performance at uni, I just added new things.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to seeing how far it's come.
Yeah. I really liked what stood out to me is that there always seemed to be something new being added musically. So, like, it really carried because every few bars it's like, oh, yeah, here's the drums, here's the acoustic, here's the... So that's what I loved about it. Your vocals blended together so well. Did you know that, Anderson, when you heard his voice?
That was a total shot in the dark.
Really?
I could have gone two ways. When I first heard the song, I love Jack's voice. I think it's anybody who will listen to the song. I mean, even if you get the first 5 seconds of it, it really just draws you in. And so I figured, well, we'll see how this goes. I didn't really know how it was going to go as far as once it was all put together. But I just so loved the song, and I fell in love with Jack and thought, This has got to work. And so when I first got my vocal on there, I looked at my producer and I was like, so does it work? And he's like, yeah, it works. Like,
it definitely works.
Yeah, so I was super pleased with that. I think Jack and I have quite a... It kind of sits in a similar tone, so
yeah.
I don't sit too far away from where his vocal is, which is hard to make work sometimes because they kind of blend together a bit too much, but I think it really works in this case. And
I think
I sent it to Jack and hoped he felt the same way.
Yeah. I also loved the harmonies in the chorus. Like, they're really strong. That I loved them.
Thanks.
It reminded me a little bit of Alex and Sierra. Do you know them?
No.
Oh, were they on The Voice or the X Factor?
Yeah, X Factor, I think.
Yeah, I remember them, yeah.
Yeah, it reminded me a lot of that, and they're great. Reminded me a lot of that.
I gotta check that out.
Did you know, Jack, when you wrote it, that you wanted it to be a duet, or is that just how it happened?
No, I didn't think it'd be a duet. That was something that I just added in, just being at university, and you kind of have to make little switch-ups if you want to play the same song at, like, different kind of performance assignments. And I was like, I've done the whole, like, having backing vocals thing, but I was like, I'll just add a duet in because I think it kind of would work really well, and I'd like to think it did.
Yeah, it did. I loved the line, I think it's at the end of your verse, and then it's also the very last line of the song. I've got it here. Oh, I'll love you from here so I don't get in your way. Because it's kind of like the homesick. Yep. It's like a homesick, lovesick kind of feeling.
It is. Yeah. It's like that. Yeah. It's like, oh, it comes from that kind of like, if you love them, let them go thing, hey? You don't really want to, but you know you've got to. And I think most of us have kind of felt that in some capacity. I think that's why it's such a universal song. And why it hits that spot that you don't normally talk about, because it's kind of an awkward thing to talk about, but it definitely hits that kind of feeling.
Yeah, it does. Really cool cover art as well. What inspired that?
That cover art is by a friend of mine that does all my covers. His name's Kale. And pretty much, like, we kind of just have, like, a narrative that we're just, like, growing. There's always, like, a person in the cover, and it's always, like, is it me? Is it not?
Yeah.
We, you don't know.
Yeah.
So I think for this, I was just like, I really want the cover art to be a guy and girl because it's a duet.
Yeah.
And I also want it to be kind of like timeless. You can't really tell where they are. They're kind of just sitting like in a moment of time.
Mm.
Just, can't really pinpoint where or when.
Yeah. I think the black and white sketchy element of that does that too. It's like kind of mysterious.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Mm. Yeah, and I think he's really, I think because if you look at Jack's, if you look at his other music, all his album art is that similar kind of really cool artistic space.
Mm.
And I think we could kind of lean into the fact that we were both, I mean, we've done all of this from LA and from New Zealand, so we had this kind of separation with a song that's so connected, but we've been in completely different spaces, and the artwork's been kind of a fun way to be in separate spaces as well.
Yeah.
But also be on the same page. So, yeah, it was. I love where that artwork ended up going, and it was kind of a natural thing, I think.
Production-wise, this might be a silly question, but since you're in different places, how do you, like, do each of your own parts and then bring it together? Is that a stupid question?
No, it's not at all. It's totally, totally a valid question. We started with Jack's demo. We had his stems. I took them to my producer here, and we kind of went through them to see what we had and decided the best way to do this was to just start from scratch. Like, take the song as it is if Jack was sitting in the room, and create what we think it should be around. And so I worked with my producer here in his studio, and then we sent that over to Jack to, you know, Jack and I were talking over the weeks, kind of touching base on notes, and then Jack went into a studio in New Zealand with the producer Joseph Corbin Banks, and he recorded those vocals over kind of the bass production that we had here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went back and forth with Jack's vocals from New Zealand and my stuff with my producer here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of back and forth, but it's so easy to do that these days.
Yeah, it's, I mean, so cool that you can do that.
Nothing beats being in the room. Yeah. But it's a nice alternative if we can't be in the room right now.
Yeah.
So, you
make it work.
Yeah.
What's the music scene like for you in Auckland, Jack, with gigs and stuff?
The music scene, I haven't really been in it for too long.
Yeah.
And I don't really do a whole lot of gigs. I feel like just kind of being a solo artist, and like, it's hard enough to kind of afford to play a venue. And then when you're alone, it becomes very hard because no one to kind of share the weight with.
Yeah.
I like to think I've played at a few places and kind of tried to get in the scene as much as I can. But I definitely want to play more live shows next year.
Yeah. So you do a lot of your songwriting just on your own, like at home?
Yeah.
Cool. And a lot of it, that is for your degree, right? You're doing...
I mean, lately, yes, it is. Yeah. Before then, I've been writing songs since, like, 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
And I started my music degree in 2023.
Yeah.
So before then, like, I was always writing songs. Just because I love it. But now it's, like, I kind of have to for my degree. So it's kind of like I find myself not really writing if I'm not doing, like, a uni assignment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to do both. Well... Awesome. I love the song, and we actually are going to be able to listen to the song on air today, so we're very lucky. So thank you guys for sharing it with us. But it officially comes out on November 13th. You can pre-save it on...
Yeah, you can pre-save it anywhere. Anywhere you listen to music, you'll be able to find it. Spotify is probably the easiest way to do that. You can pre-save it on Apple Music, and then Jack and I are going to be going live on the 13th together. We've got a cool visual lyric video that's coming out as well. So
cool.
If you join either of us on our social media, then you'll be able to find it and hang out with us. We're going to be doing some live kind of question and answers as well.
Awesome.
So, any other questions, you can always find us.
Their Instagrams are, it's jack.robertson, I think, with 5 A's. Is it 5?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
And Anderson Brosio Music.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So that's November 13th, and between now and then I urge you to go and listen to Jack and Anderson's music. They're amazing. But yeah, next up we're going to be listening to their song called Lovesick, so stay tuned. Thank you so much, Jack and Anderson, for coming on. It's so nice to talk
with
you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
So yeah, Radio 1, we were just joined by Anderson Rossio and Jack Robertson, and now we get to hear a sneak peek of their brand new single, Lovesick.
Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.